Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that loves you very much. And now, your host for 7 Second Delay, the birthday boy himself, Andy Breckman. Are you there, buddy?
Hello.
Yeah, don't let me interrupt any, you know, I know you've got some important stuff to do.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
What were you just doing?
Don't you worry about it, man. I know this is an important show. I would never miss our show. I love our show. I love, I guess I love the things I say, you know, I love me.
Yeah.
And I love when I do our show. I love the things I do and how I think. I love how edgy and subversive I am. And you're good too.
Yeah.
You're a good straight man.
I love your zingers.
Yeah, I love my zingers. I love this show. You never know what I'm going to say next. I dig this show, and I try not to miss it.
Can you spit out your gum?
Well, it's not gum. It's a trail mix. I shouldn't be eating trail mix. It's disrespectful to our listeners.
Yeah, it's really loud.
Okay, I won't eat it.
It's worse. I don't want to...
Worse than gum?
It's worse than ever. I think because the microphone you're using must be very close to your mouth.
I know this is an important show. I know, as you said, you know, we have to keep the little bastards happy for one more week.
Yeah. Is that what Andy Griffith says in The Face in the Crowd at the very end?
when he doesn't know the camera's on?
Yeah. Keep the bastards happy?
Keep the little bastards happy. I think that's a famous... I think that's a famous live mic mistake, not by Andy Griffith in that movie, but by a famous real-life child performer, somebody that had a kid's show.
Yeah.
That should keep the little bastard happy.
Jerry Mahoney?
Somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know, Ken. You want to spend an hour trying to track that down?
No.
Trying to run that down?
No.
So, Ken, you know what I have in my hand?
What?
The WFMU Marathon guideline book that I guess you and your crack team, your of winged monkeys, put together.
Oh yeah, we mailed it out to people this year. We actually mailed out paper copies of it.
Yeah, I never saw one of these before.
Yeah, we never mailed out paper copies before. We've only sent out PDFs in the past.
Yeah, it tells me why. It for the first time I understand why the marathon's important. Why
right.
The station's important.
Uh huh.
Hey,
we have a call.
We don't have a call.
It's probably somebody who wants to wish you happy birthday.
Don't forget to thank the pledgers for their pledges.
Hi, you're on the air.
It's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Thank you, Nadia. You know, I'm so mad at the post office. You know why?
Why?
Because the present you sent me didn't come yet. It hasn't come. I'm so mad at the mailman.
Maybe, you know what let's see. Maybe you'll get it tomorrow?
Well, that's a little too late. I was just so sad today. I screamed at him. I said, where is Nadia's gift? You didn't bring me Nadia's gift. I followed his truck like 4 or 5 blocks, honking at him.
Oh, give it one more day, Andy.
But I want to tell you something. You're a Pisces like me.
Well, there you go. That's why we get along so well, isn't it?
That's right. Nadia's birthday is next week. And she's gonna turn 8 years old, which means that she can no longer do the WFMU TikTok account.
She's aged out.
So we need a new 6 or 7 year old to take over the TikTok account.
And that also means in 3 more years she won't be able to date any disc jockeys.
Say that again, Andy?
No.
Nadia, what were you saying?
Andy, how old are you turning?
I'm turning 66.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't know it because I'm still so with it. I'm still so hip and groovy.
That's true.
I'm still so edgy and subversive.
Yeah. Also, I love...
You know how I stay that way? The Wall Street Journal.
Oh. Also, like, I love the little, like, song in the beginning there is, like the theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Andy Breckman Man.
Yeah. Hey, Nadia, maybe.
And I was, I was wondering who made it for you, or...
Well, that was some friends of ours. What was the name of that little band, Kenny?
The Friends of Don Quixote.
The name of the band, it's a funny name for a band, isn't it? The Friends of Don Quixote. And it's a parody song. There's an old song of mine that's one of my favorite songs called Secret Agent Man. So they made a funny version of it.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking in my head. I was like, did they change the song from that one or that one?
Yeah, they changed the song. It's funny that they changed it. So because it's so funny, Nadia, let's both laugh now. Okay, ready? Go.
Okay.
It's fun to laugh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nadia has a great laugh.
What, Kenny?
Sorry, Andy, what did you say?
Oh, I don't know. When the hell am I going to get off Skype?
Soon, my friend, soon.
I've been vaccinated. Hey, you've been vaccinated.
Yes, Kenny. I got my first vaccination.
You're halfway home.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It means that Andy's going to be able to come into the station again in a month or two.
Awesome. That's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why you think it's great, but I think it's great, Nadia, that you think it's great.
Well, because you won't have to talk over Nadia every time she calls.
Oh, I'll still be talking over Nadia. But this time it'll be
Nadia, thank you so much for sending Andy that present and for sending me those audio files and for the great job you've done on the TikTok account.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit about why we're raising money next week. We fell short during the March marathon due to the pandemic.
That was last year, Andy. Yeah.
Oh, wait, but you sent me this year.
Yeah.
There were extra expenses due to the lockdown, setting up home studios and extra skeleton staff.
Let me
tell you something.
Happy birthday, Andy.
Bye, Nadia.
Yeah, bye, Nadia. Here's what some of our listeners have said, Ken.
Okay.
According to your guidelines.
Go ahead.
WFMU keeps me sane in the best of times. Right now, it's more important to me than electricity. You are all so good. You have been my escape this year. Thank you. This is from listeners, Ken.
Yeah.
These are real life listeners.
Yeah, these are actual comments that people made.
Yeah, fantastic.
Right. I like how you're mocking them.
No.
If you're upset about Andy mocking the whole fundraising and these points, tune in next week at 6:15 p.m. when we soak Andy.
Wait, no. You're using this against me.
Well, you're mocking the whole thing.
If I was mocking again, I would be reading these quotes in a silly French accent. We couldn't have made it through this pandemic without WFMU and all our favorite DJs.
You can't do a silly French accent.
No, I can't.
You can't.
I know.
So.
FMU has faced many challenges in the past, and we've always managed to come out on top.
Thank you, Andy. Next week, 6:15 to 6:19, the soaking of the Breckman.
No, wait. We agreed it would just be like 30 seconds this year.
No, we never said that.
Let me tell you some more about FMU according to the guidelines that you yourself have written, Ken. FMU is an escape from the real world. No headline news. That's supposed to be a positive, by the way.
Yes, it is. It is supposed to be a positive.
I know it is. No headline news, no traffic, no consumer news, no lottery numbers, no in-depth analysis of current events, no election coverage, and no weather. That's a positive, and that equals WFMU.
Next week, the soaking of the Breckman. If you were planning on doing a big pledge, do it next week between 6:15 and 6:19 p.m.
You think I'm just swimming in money. You are so. I wish I was as successful as you think I am.
Well, who were you talking to, or what were you writing?
Oh, excuse me for having a job.
You're still.
I know you're so filled with resentment at my success.
You're working with Lorne Michaels again, aren't
you? You and your stupid listeners. Well, I have a couple projects going.
Me and my stupid listeners?
I didn't say that.
You just said that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
The truth comes out.
No. I'm just saying. No, whenever it comes time to soak me, I can't help but feel resentful.
Next week.
You would feel resentful, too.
A cleansing. Next week.
Wait, but Ken, Ken, it's why do people? It makes me a little sad every year. Why do people enjoy it?
Go back and listen to the last 5 minutes.
What brings them pleasure? It's just resenting someone's success.
You just called them stupid. You just called them stupid.
Oh, stupid is there's a lot of different definitions to stupid.
Oh, right. Like the Eskimos have 19 words for stupid.
No, stupid can mean great. Like, oh man, I love that movie. It was stupid. It was stupid good.
I think you mean sick.
Oh yeah, sick.
That's or right. Bad, not stupid.
Let me tell you some of the celebrities that have appeared on WFMU. Unique artists, not celebrities, unique artists.
Go ahead.
Nick Cave.
Go on.
Yoko Ono.
Yes.
Fantastic. These are Robert Plant.
Uh-huh.
And then all the other, there are 300 other names here. I don't recognize any of them.
Can you read a few of them?
Sure. Times New Viking.
Okay.
You just made this up like randomly on the computer.
No.
You just had a program that made up random words.
No, they're a band from Columbus, Ohio.
Uh-huh. I'm sure they are. Pierced Arrows.
Ah, they're great.
The Scientists.
You once told me you loved the Pierced Arrows song that stuck it to the man. You actually said that.
Total. Uh-huh. Great. I can't believe you actually met Stereo Total.
Next week.
What kind of what were they like?
I don't know, because they were talking in your silly French accent, and I couldn't understand. I couldn't make out a word they were saying. Next week, my friends, a cleansing.
I love being on your station. It's the high point of my week every week. Wait, what is there here? Let me ask you this, Ken, because you're a smart guy. You know people. You have a very high social IQ.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything I can say right now that will diminish the hit I'm going to be taking next week?
No.
Seriously, is there anything I can say?
I don't think so. Not after the last 10 minutes, no. You've dug yourself in really deep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to what you were saying. I was just thinking about how my mother died this year. Oh, yeah. She died in a nursing home back in April.
That was last year.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah.
Almost a year ago.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks for your sympathy.
I mean, you got to move on sooner or later, Andy.
Almost a year ago. Heard your mother died last April. You know, it was almost a year ago.
Andy, it's time to move on. She would have wanted you to.
She wouldn't have wanted these listeners of yours to hit me up for money.
Oh, I think she would have. I met your mom.
That's true.
A couple of times.
She probably loved you more than me. If you met her 3 times, she loved you more than me.
Well, she did tell me that she loved me more than you.
Ken, is there anything? Ken, what can I do to soften this?
To undo the damage of what you've said tonight?
What did I say?
You said
people can't. Oh,
you said a lot.
Somebody called me stupid today. Oh, I can't wait to get him good next week. I can't wait to hit him where it hurts next week. I've been called stupid. Honey, I have to sit down. Honey, I can't drive home. I've been called stupid.
You shall see. Next week, the soaking of the Breckman.
No, I'm really scared.
Yeah.
What if I don't show up next week?
Well, I believe you sent me a blank check already, didn't you?
I did not. Well, I did correspond.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you told me earlier today that you put the blank check in the mail.
Yeah, that probably wasn't a smart thing. I bet our neighborhood mailman is doing pretty well right now.
Yeah.
He's in Costa Rica.
My point is that even if you don't show up next week, we soak you anyway.
I'd be charged. I'd be tried in absentia.
Yeah, in absentia.
Oh, in absentia. Man, I can't pronounce anything.
Yeah.
It's probably too late in my life to start learning the English language. But I'm so glad you, seriously, can I talk seriously? I'm so glad you've gotten your first jab.
Yeah, me too.
So you're a Pfizer man, huh?
Yeah, the cool kids get Pfizer.
That's not what I heard.
The fat kids get Moderna.
I think, remember Sting from the Police?
Yeah,
Sting?
yeah.
Moderna.
Well, he's really fat now. He's obese. I don't know if you've seen him lately.
I saw Neil Young getting a shot. He was in line right in front of me. Your guy, Neil Young. Look, we can settle this at the big Pfizer versus Moderna softball game this
When
spring.
is that?
That's coming up. That's the end of May.
I'm
Pfizer
playing.
versus Moderna.
I'll play right field in that
We
game.
really should do that. We genuinely should do a Pfizer versus Moderna softball game. Just go to a ball field.
I'm up for it as long as I can play right field.
We'd have to really just make sure everyone has the right, a proof of vaccination, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You want to play right field because you don't want any balls hit to you.
Right.
You don't want to be embarrassed.
True.
But why isn't that same policy true at the station, where all you want to do is embarrass yourself?
That's a different kind of embarrassment.
Yeah, maybe.
The Eskimos have 19 words for embarrassment.
I think what you do musically every week is striking out three times. Wait, why am I being so mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
why am I doing this?
This is
And
not a good strategy.
No. Ken, why are you not stopping me? Why are you not turning off my mic?
All I have to do next week is just play the tape of tonight's show. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna t especially the part where you called the listeners stupid.
Stupid. I didn't say, I don't think I said stupid.
Yeah, no, that's the word you used.
I think I said Cupid. I think I wish Cupid would visit all of them.
No.
Everyone needs love, Ken.
Yeah, no, that's not what I heard.
Skype is horrible. It twists your words.
Oh, now it's Skype that has twisted your words around. Well, we've killed the first 21 minutes of the show.
We've killed it good.
Yeah.
We killed it and then burned the body and then threw the ashes off a cliff.
And as I recall, we said the first thing we were going to do tonight was find a professional working actor or actress
Yes.
to be our judge.
Yes, we're going to have a crying contest.
Of
I've always admired people that can cry on cue. And we have a real prize that we're going to offer for best crier.
Yeah, tell us about the prize, Andy.
I will pay your 7-second delay premium. What is the premium this year?
It's
to get all the swag.
It's well, for 7-second delay, it's the Ken and Andy face mask.
Oh yeah, we designed our own antiviral face mask.
Right, it's an N4 mask, so it stops 4% of aerosolized virus particles.
No, it's a real mask. Hello?
Hi. I'm
Oh,
here.
no, I'm sorry. The phone rang. It's a real mask, and I'm very proud of the mask. It has a picture of you and me. And then it also has a picture of the coronavirus. You
Don't
know,
let me
that's
stop you. That must be Lauren Michaels on the line,
Oh, shut
David
up.
Geffen. Go ahead and take the call.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, you still have that room on your yacht for me and my family?
Wow, I can't believe David Geffen really called you while you were on the air.
That
What have you
wasn't
got
me.
it?
Don't say that.
What have you got
Don't
in?
say David Geffen. No, I don't. I'm not a David Geffen guy. Don't say that.
You've met him and spoken to him numerous times. You tell me
I did a
you
I
tell
did a
me David Geffen stories all the time.
Well, when he no, I don't. But when he I did have one meeting with him when he was at they had just formed
DGC.
DreamWorks, yeah. And I was writing some movies. But I have not been on his yacht. I've never gotten that invitation.
Right.
Have you ever been on a private plane, Ken Friedman?
No, I have not. Have you? You can say it. Yes.
I forget.
Numerous times.
Not numerous times. Once in my life.
What's the largest private yacht you've been on?
A private yacht?
Yeah.
That's not me. I'm a guy. I'm a regular Joe.
Yeah, but the time you were on Tom Cruise's yacht.
I'm a man of the earth. I'm a salt of the earth. I'm a man of the people.
I know, but I know in general you are, but tell us about the time you were on Tom Cruise's yacht.
I've never been on a movie star's
Okay,
I've
he wasn't
been on a movie star's
right. He was not a full fledged movie star at the time. He had only
one time Warner Brothers. I had to get to a meeting, and there was a jet at Teterboro that wasn't for me, but it was I mean exclusively for me, but yeah. I got on the jet.
And it took you where?
Well, to L.A. I mean, it was my one time on a going really first class.
Right, and it flew from Teterboro to L.A. It didn't land at LAX because that's where the rabble lands. Where did you land?
I think you're right. I think it landed in the valley. I think you're right. But yeah. It really was surreal because I was driving there, and I was running late, and I called, my representative called them, and they said, "Don't worry, we'll wait for you," and that's something you don't hear that often from United Airlines.
Right.
That was. Why am I telling you that story?
Yeah.
You are evil.
We can't take off yet. We have to wait. We have to wait for Mr. Breckman to arrive.
That was a lifetime ago.
Hold the flight.
Shut up.
Hold the flight. I don't care what it costs. Andy Breckman's not here yet.
And keep those engines just running. Stay on the tarmac, and keep those engines running. Damn global warming. I felt a little guilty, but you don't feel very guilty for long.
No. No, because they ply.
You get a little pang of guilt just at the beginning when you're bored.
Well, they give you so many goodies on those private jets.
I don't recall. I mean, there was food.
Oh, really good food.
Well, it wasn't for me. I mean, it wasn't exclusively for. I mean, the jet was making its trip anyway. I want to make that clear.
Well, guess what, Andy? We have another call. I don't know why.
Shut up. I can't believe you got me into this hole. I've dug a damn hole for myself.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Daniel Matalon from Israel again.
Oh, your hi, only... Daniel.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My late mother loved visiting Israel. It was her favorite place to go.
I'm sure. You're only listener in Israel.
I miss her so much, yeah.
Daniel, we're always happy when one of the chosen people calls into the show.
Have you been to Israel, by the way, you guys?
Have not.
No, Ken won't go. Ken would spend 3 summers in Cuba before he spent a weekend in Israel.
No, I was in a suburb of Israel. I was in Saudi Arabia.
A suburb. I have been to Israel.
Okay.
I did. I have relatives on a kibbutz in northern Israel. I've done Jerusalem. I've done Tel Aviv. I've been to Israel because my late mother, bless her heart, loved the country, and it was important for us to go.
Okay.
Oh, she recently passed away, didn't she?
She did, yeah. I'm sure our listeners will keep that in mind. We'll factor that in.
Quite a while. Last year, right? In 2020?
Hi, guys. Can I ask you a technical question?
Go ahead, Daniel.
One of you is broadcasting from home because of the pandemic, because of the COVID-19?
That's correct.
That's correct, sir.
And the other guy is in the studio.
Right.
That's correct, sir.
So how do you broadcast? You have like some kind of an adapter to try.
How do we do it, Ken? How do we do it, Ken? It seems like a miracle.
Well, I'm here in the studio, and it's really pretty simple. Andy's just Skyping in to the studio here, and I'm talking to him on the air. It's
you're using Skype. Professional broadcast? This is amazing.
Yeah, we're using Skype. We prefer to use Zoom, but Andy didn't know how to use Zoom yet, so we're using Skype.
I'm interested because I'm a sound, by the way.
Well, are you talking over VoIP, Daniel? Because Andy's coming in better on Skype than you are.
No, I'm using a voice over IP.
Yeah, it's not very good. It keeps breaking up.
Oh, okay.
What is the name of the VoIP you're using?
It's call-centric. I think it's an American company.
I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
He's laughing because he has no heart. Where his heart there's a rock where his heart should be.
No, it's just
like to mock people.
The word on the street about co-centric is I'm just saying.
He's a Pfizer vacciner.
No, it sounds very good, by the way.
Daniel, have you gotten your first shot yet?
I got my first one and second one.
All right, you're home free.
I don't know if you know that our Prime Minister Netanyahu is always publishing that he was one of the first to get all the shots from Pfizer. So we got them one of the early countries in the world to get a full-blown supply.
Oh, that's true. Israel really had its act together with the vaccines. I forgot about that.
But unfortunately, they could get, I guess, are you kind of disappointed? All they could get is Pfizer. They didn't get the best shot, the Moderna.
No, Pfizer is the better one.
No, Pfizer is supposedly the better one. Yeah. So everybody's getting injections except the more seats.
When I got my shot, Andy, everybody on my side of the gymnasium had the Pfizer shot, and man, it was a party. It was great. And we looked over, where the Moderna kids were.
Well, we weren't there. We were at the private Neil Young concert that he threw for all his Moderna friends.
Well, I guess some of the Moderna folks weren't invited because there were some Moderna people when I got my vaccine, and it was sad. It was just frankly sad.
By the way, you have to watch for the second vaccine because I felt very bad after the second one.
Yeah. I don't feel pain the way most men do, but I've heard some people say that. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome. You have a great show. Some of the jokes I don't understand because of my English is not that great.
Yeah.
But I appreciate your broadcast, and I might even pledge.
Would mean the world to us. Maybe we should do the rest of the show in Hebrew, Ken.
Okay, you start.
That's
Andy.
Yabanan Mahamacha.
Andy, Baruch Ata Adonai. Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Wow, this is good.
That's the kind of jokes that Daniel gets. He loves those jokes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
Daniel. By the way, just for the end of our conversation, I put the clip of our conversation from last week. I put it on Facebook.
All right.
Oh, hey, we made Facebook, Ken.
All right. That's the first time we've made Facebook.
Yeah,
Thank you, Daniel.
That means the world to us. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
Okay, let's talk maybe next week again. Okay.
That'd be great. Thanks.
We're always happy to have one of the chosen people calling. Andy's a chosen person. He's been to Israel.
Here's some other thoughts from your marathon guideline.
Go ahead.
Running a radio station isn't cheap. Here are some recent figures to help you get an idea of how much what the cost we incur each year.
Go ahead.
$54,000. That's what it costs you to feed the studio signal to all four of our transmitters.
Right. $54,000 in rent.
I'd do it for half that much.
Well, you don't own any antennas or tower sites.
You don't know that. There's a lot about me you don't know. All right, $156,000. Whoa, that's what it costs for server fees for your website?
For connectivity, yeah, for bandwidth.
Whoa, that is okay.
Yeah. Just saying, Andy.
$115,000 is the wave pool in the station in the basement.
You're making that up. That's not in the handout.
Oh, that's true.
Read from the handout.
$110,000 to pay your mortgage?
No, that's not in the handout.
No, $110,000 mortgage payment.
Michelle told me she was not putting that in the handout.
She got paid whatever it is. Wait, how did I make that up? How did I know if it's on the handout?
You must have gotten the unedited copy.
The unredacted copy.
Yeah.
You didn't want the world to know when you were paying in mortgage.
Well, that's the station's. That's the station's. Oh, you're talking about the station's mortgage. Yes.
Yeah, what do you think I was talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking about my personal mortgage. Yeah, carry on.
Electricity for your studio and that building you have there?
In the Magic Factory here, 43 Montgomery Street.
Yeah, almost $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
You have to rent your transmitter site?
We do. We have to rent four transmitter sites.
That's $150,000?
Yep.
Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, they charge a lot, these tower companies. You should know. You own a tower or two, right?
Transmitting, engineering, $50,000. HVAC maintenance.
Well, since we've run out of time to do the idea that we said we were going to do.
No. Let's do it. Come on. We need an actor or an actress. Andy, or preferably.
There's no time anymore.
No, we're going to do it. We have a half hour. It would be great if we got an actress, but you know what would be better?
What?
If we got an actress / activist.
Cool.
They're fantastic. About half the actresses out there are actress activists, according to Wikipedia. I love. I don't know what makes them an activist. I don't know how they. I don't know how they justify adding the word activist. What you have to do.
You have to be politically active.
But for how long? Suppose you're politically active for one afternoon. Are you then an activist activist?
Yes.
All it takes is one afternoon?
Yep.
Suppose you put one bumper sticker on one of your cars. Are you an activist activist?
No. No, you have to actually do something.
You know where the squiggly line is, huh?
Yeah. So we're looking for Susan Sarandon. That's what you're saying.
We're looking for an actress or, if possible, an actress activist. I love them actress activists.
And we have a new number, which we haven't even given out once yet.
Oh, we have to do that, Kenny.
Yeah. The new number here in the Boxcar Studio is 201-KEN-WFMU.
Okay. 201-KEN-WFMU. What are the numbers that correspond with it?
That cannot be. I don't know.
It hasn't been decoded?
No, haven't decoded that one yet.
201-KEN-WFMU. That's the on-air number. We're looking for an actor or an activist to be our judge. We want to have a crying contest. We can do this. We have 25 minutes. You have little faith.
Yeah.
Well, we spent the first 20 minutes tonight with me digging myself into a hole.
Deep, deep hole.
I'm really mad at myself.
Yeah. I don't know what.
I really am.
I don't know what the hell you were thinking.
Yeah. I should have. I was supposed to turn on the charm today.
Yeah. You were supposed to.
You were supposed to mitigate.
Right. Let people know how nice you are and how generous you are.
Yeah, it's supposed to be someone they could sympathize with.
Tell all those lies. You weren't supposed to tell the truth. You weren't supposed to really be yourself.
My mother did really die in April. Although, truth be told, I killed her. So it's probably a wash.
How did you kill her?
Oh, no, don't make me go there. God, that is,
you killed your mother.
A lot of people would not understand that. They would find that very hard to sympathize with.
So you killed your mom, and yet
that was a joke. And no, Ken, shut up. I'm now going to the shut ups.
Let me finish. You killed your mom, and then you were asking for sympathy
because I'm an orphan.
Because your mom died.
I'm an orphan, Your Honor. I'm an orphan. Have pity on the poor orphan. I'm an orphan. Are you an orphan?
I am. How old were you when your dad died?
I was graduating high school, 17.
Ooh, yeah, that's rough.
That's a bad one. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe people will remember that next week.
Yeah, did you kill him too?
No, I want that on the record. No.
So it was manslaughter. So it wasn't.
No. Let me say clearly to you and to everyone listening, an indictment is not a conviction.
Right. No, I understand that you should not have backed up several times and run him over again and again and again.
Didn't kill you know. I didn't kill my parents. Wait, how did you get on this?
You said you volunteered that you you killed your mom. You volunteered that the week before the soaking of the Breckman.
Let me tell you who I really hate right now.
Who?
Two people. You.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at me.
Well, the phone number here is 201-KEN-WFMU. I have no idea.
We're looking for an actor or an actress, and then we can get on with this contest.
Yeah, we have 22 minutes for this big contest. Great.
Come on, let's go, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take the first call. 201-KEN-WFMU. If you've ever acted professionally, if you've ever acted in...
Summer stock?
Just community theater, just doing local theater...
I think maybe we should cut out this step.
Okay. Well, then you and I have to judge?
Yeah, because we only have 20 minutes.
You don't think there's an actor or actress listening that could be our judge?
I think that could cost us half of the time we have left. That's
all right, let's just try one. Let's just give it another 2 minutes. 201-KEN-WFMU. KENWFMU.
That's 536-9368.
Oh.
Listener just emailed me. He apparently has a supercomputer, and he was able to figure out what the numbers were.
He worked his way backwards. Okay. 201-536-9368. If you've acted in your life, if you've ever been paid for it, if you've ever heard an audience applauding for anything you've done, that's good enough for us.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was on a webisode. Does that count?
Yes. We have our actor. What is your name, sir?
My name is Jim the Poet.
Jim, did you receive any compensation for your appearance on the webisode?
They gave me like a bag with some candy in it.
Then you're a professional.
Oh, well, that's great news
for us. So what we're going to do now, we're going to open up the phones, Jim.
Uh-huh.
We're going to invite people to cry. Would you agree that crying on cue is one of the hardest
things
in
acting? That's very impressive. Yeah, I don't know. That's like the height of acting. That's like...
you're going to hear some listeners do it. And then you, Jim, you will be our judge. And the winner will get the equivalent of $75. I will pay their pledge. They will get all the swag. They will get all the gifts from FMU. Their name will be read out loud by a professional broadcaster next week.
Wow.
But I will pick up the tab. That's a pretty impressive gift.
Yeah, that's not bad.
All right, so Jim, will you call back in the last 5 minutes of the show?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, okay. Jim. Right. Jim the Poet, everybody.
Well, he's heard that kind of applause before. You know, he's been on webisodes.
Right, I know.
He's a professional actor. Well, they didn't pay him with cash.
Webisodes are very big now, you know.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So now we're looking for people that want to enter the contest that feel they could cry convincingly and plausibly on cue.
And Andy, we have a contestant on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, we should give the number out. 201-536-9368. Okay, contestant number one, what is your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are we?
Oh, okay.
Are we talking to him?
Yes.
Are we?
Okay. Yeah.
I was.
Well, it's hard for me to tell. Are we both talking to him?
I was talking to him. Are you talking to somebody else?
I guess I'm talking to him, too.
What's your name, caller?
My name's Greg.
Greg, okay.
Greg, are you a professional actor? I'm going to say
kind of. I've had people applaud for me.
I'm sure they have, Greg. Oh, I'm sure they have. So, Greg, we're going to I'm going to give you a situation, and you're going to have to cry. You're going to have to react to it, but it has to be convincing. It has to be plausible. And our judge Jim will be listening and rating you. And Greg, let me ask you something. Are your parents still alive?
Yes.
You know what, Greg? I have some bad news for you. I talked to your dad, and your parents are getting divorced.
Oh, that doesn't bother me. They got divorced 30 years ago.
No, okay. Well, your parents.
And I wanted them to get divorced since I was 12 years old.
Greg,
Greg. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Greg, I talked to your dad, and your parents are getting back together. Oh, that's not the best crying.
That's not the best crying, Greg.
Oh, you want to cry? Hold on. You want to wait a minute? I'll get a cry.
Okay, we'll give you just a few seconds. Yeah, Greg, your parents are going to try to give it one more.
Alexa, will you cry for me?
No, Greg, you have to cry.
I mean, booyah.
There, does that work?
No.
No,
we're moving on.
Trying anyway.
We're moving on.
Okay, 201-536. 9368.
Andy, we have another contestant on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
This is a real contest. I have a real prize to give away.
A real prize?
What's your name?
I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris.
But you can call me Sir.
Okay, Sir. Thanks for calling.
I'm kind of intimidated here.
I'm looking forward to this. Make me cry. I dare you.
No. We're not trying to make you cry. We're trying to judge how you're crying. You're going to be crying. You're not trying that.
Oh, so you think you can make me cry, huh?
Well, Chris, let me ask you, Chris, do you have a pet of any kind, a dog or a cat?
I just hung up on Chris. I didn't like his attitude.
No, he didn't quite understand how.
Yeah.
He thought he was.
But Andy, he thought it was a dare or something. No, it's not a dare.
No, I think he would have gone into crying. He was kind of doing a little character for us.
We have a new contestant on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Zane in New York.
Hi, Zane.
Oh, hey, Zane. Well, Zane has done some acting or some great stand-up comedy, right?
Yep, yeah.
201-536-9368. Okay, Zane. Hey, Zane, do you have a pet of any kind? Do you have a dog or a cat or a little goldfish?
I do not.
Do you have your grandparents? Are they still alive?
They are still alive, yeah.
Oh wait, oh Zane, I have some terrible news. Your Bubby is very sick. She's they took her to the hospital this morning.
Oh,
I'm
no.
so sorry.
That's not good.
They don't know how she's gonna do. They're giving her some tests now. I pray to God our prayers are with her. I know you loved her.
I did, and she got the Moderna, so I hope she's gonna be fine.
Well, I don't know if the Moderna, I don't know if this is COVID related. I think it's pretty serious. I think you got to get to the hospital, Zane.
Okay.
What do you think? What are you thinking right now?
You're
remembering some sweet
modern, good memories, yes. Of
She loves you so much. Bubby loves you so much, man.
She does. She very much does. I really just hope that she's fine. I think she'll be fine. I think she'll be strong.
All right. Well done, Zane.
I don't know.
She's fine, right?
Zane, you're the first person who actually did the assignment.
Zane, if no one else calls, you're in like Flint, buddy.
All right, good. I think your
best strategy now is to unplug the phone bank from the studio.
Thanks for establishing the baseline, Zane. Somebody had to do it.
201-536-9368. If you think you can cry better than Zane.
Contestant number two is on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Don't cry yet.
Don't cry yet. We gotta give you your prompt.
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, this is Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank. Are you in a relationship of any kind, Frank?
Kind of. But it's kind of vague, so I'm going to say no.
Do you have a pet of any kind?
Yeah, I got a cat.
What's your cat's name?
Mr. Basketball.
Bertha. What? Bertha is your cat?
Yeah, Bertha.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. I have some terrible news. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you. I was going to write you a note and just try to avoid seeing you.
What happened?
I backed when I was backing up in your driveway. I backed over Bertha.
Oh. What?
I don't know how she got out.
Doing?
It wasn't my fault, man. I couldn't see her.
We don't even have a driveway. What are you doing in our yard?
I built you a driveway this morning, and I was testing it out, and I ran over Bertha.
I think, honestly, the driveway is worth a lot more than the cat.
I like my yard. Why did you do that?
I actually paved over the whole damn yard.
What? I haven't cut it in 2 years.
I did it because when you cut the grass, it just kept waking me up.
Yeah, the neighbors were complaining. Sorry.
I never cut the grass. I made a point not to cut the grass.
Not bad. What's your name again?
Frank.
Frank. Frank is contestant number two, Jim the Poet. Zane was number one. Frank is number two.
Okay, we're 201-536.
Thank you, Frank.
9368. 201-536-9368. I think the bar is still pretty low.
Yeah. By the way, when you're crying and talking at the same time, I think it's known as blubbering. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know why you don't devote a whole slot on your schedule, Ken, to people blubbering.
Is mewling the same thing? Is quavering the same thing? Or is it all blubbering?
Well, I've never heard quavering.
Yeah.
And I've heard your lips quiver.
Quivering. Quivering, that's it. Quivering.
So a blubbering hour would be a great radio show.
Right.
All right, let's try this again. 201-536-9368.
Contestant number three, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Before we start, I got a question for the guy who's operating the phone bank.
Yeah.
Is your grandma still alive?
Mine's not. No.
Oh well, I don't know. I got some bad news for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Contestant number three.
It answers the question: what would a show be like without a call screener? We gotta get our call screener back.
Yeah, Nick the Bard, get the Pfizer vaccine. Don't get
get the Moderna, Nick.
No, Moderna sucks.
Nick loves Neil Young. He gives private concerts to every week to Moderna patients.
I think that some people who got the Moderna vaccine grew hair on their eyeballs.
Hey, we look bitchin'. It's actually a great, cool look.
It's not but a good we'll, look at all.
We'll settle this on the softball field. It's Moderna versus Pfizer.
It's a doubleheader. It's a doubleheader. The first game is cesarean versus vaginal. The second game.
It's Moderna versus Pfizer, and then the winner takes on Johnson & Johnson next week.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, Andy, let's see if you can make me cry.
Oh, what's your name?
Beth.
It's contestant number three, Andy. Oh, your wife, Beth.
Well, this is almost too easy. I can't do it. Beth has done some acting, and she's an activist.
Okay.
It's too easy. Beth, I'll make you cry tonight. I know you love it.
Wow. Kinky.
Okay, I'll try it right now. Hey, okay. Beth, thanks for making dinner. This meatloaf, though, it's kind of dry, I think. Is this the same meatloaf you always use?
Yeah.
No, it tastes okay. I mean, I'll finish it. It just doesn't taste as good.
You don't like it?
I'm not saying I don't like it, honey. It's fine. I mean, I'll finish it. Maybe in the future we'll just order in or something.
Beth, screw Andy. Screw him and his complaints about your meatloaf. Your meatloaf is delicious.
Well, this is just surreal.
Tender and tangy.
Honey, I hate making you cry. I don't want to make you cry. I don't want to make you cry on purpose.
All right, I fail. All right, I like that first guy. I think he did the best job.
Oh, he did great.
But Andy, listen to the show. You're going to get soaked next week.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Well, you're not helping right now.
You're going to cry next week, honey. It's the soap that's going to make you cry. You couldn't say worse things to get like the show going next week.
No, he couldn't.
Well, I have 10 minutes. I have 10 minutes to dig myself out of this.
Yeah.
God help you. All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye, love you.
Thanks,
bye.
Beth.
That was Beth calling from our trailer. You know, we're living in a trailer now.
I think it's a couple of trailers. That's because you're doing a $5 million renovation of your house, right?
Shut up.
So somebody had to move somewhere. So you got a couple of trailers and put them in the driveway. And
oh, excuse me, I apologize for succeeding in my life. I know that makes me a freak of nature around your little radio station.
What was your greatest success, Andy?
I don't. You mean this year?
No, in your life, you succeed.
I guess getting a minion together when my mother died, I'd say that was my greatest success.
I was part of that minion. I wouldn't call that a real minion.
No, actually, during the lockdown, we couldn't really even grieve her. It was pretty sad.
Yeah.
I hope our listeners keep that in mind.
Well, you could have done a minion on Zoom.
That would, I guess. Well, I guess we sort of did. We did have a little.
Zoom. Oh, did you sit Shiva on Zoom?
Well, we had a memorial sort of Zoom call. You know, it was a big blended extended family.
Yeah.
And, we tried that.
Right.
Oh, this is bad. Now I'm really worried.
Yeah.
Wait, let's get at least a good contestant calling. 201-536-9368.
Which translates to Ken WFMU.
Yeah, no ego problem there, huh, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't plan that.
I heard you threw an insane tantrum. I told you I want the phone number to spell out my name.
Well, how come the regular phone number doesn't spell out
Ken,
my name?
Ken, we'll work on it. Ken, we'll get a new phone number. Ken, put the bat down. Ken.
It's a half a bat.
Quick impression of the last staff meeting.
Hey, the actual staff meeting's tomorrow night. Can you make it?
No.
Why? You can join from home.
I can't get into Jersey City.
Well, give me an opening joke.
Give you an opening joke?
For the staff meeting tomorrow night, yeah. Okay, let's get started. Thanks for coming, everybody.
Wait, I do have a bunch of FMU jokes.
Okay.
Nice to see you all here. I guess it means that there are no pizzas being delivered in the tri-state area tonight.
Yeah, no, that's not good. Nice to see you all here.
Nice to see you all here. That's kind of a joke.
And then,
wait, are you doing something in person tomorrow?
No, it's a Zoom meeting.
Oh, a Zoom meeting. Oh, I wish I could be there.
You can be there.
No, my computer's going to be broken.
You're on your computer right now.
Oh, shut up. Let's get this crying contest going.
Okay, hi. Contestant number three, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mike Lindell.
Nick the Bard, get the Pfizer vaccine as soon as humanly possible.
You had a problem with that caller, Ken?
I did, yes.
Can you put your finger on exactly when you began to suspect he wasn't a good caller?
It was immediate.
Yeah.
You got to trust your gut.
Ken, how was our year? It was our pandemic year. Did we do any good shows at all?
Yes, we did a lot of good shows.
This crying contest sucks.
Yeah, it does. This is the worst. But in general, though, for the last year, we've been doing pretty good shows. That's the word on the street.
I don't even remember the word on the street.
I told him that we've been doing good shows.
Congratulations. Yeah, I know it took you weeks to find a street where that was the word. Yeah, you walked down every avenue.
Well,
every dead end little street.
No, it wasn't that hard. I just had to hand out scripts. Hi,
I don't even know what we did last week. What did we do?
I don't. Oh, yeah. You're asking the wrong person. I blotted out immediately. I have no idea what we did last
week.
What
did we do?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's make that a contest between you and me. First one to remember what we did last week.
Okay. I know that last week I was downstairs. It wasn't. You didn't interview me. That was 2 weeks ago. So I know that last week was kind of a disappointment after the big serious interview that you did.
It was more of a traditional call-in show.
Yeah.
We had a little stunt.
There was something.
Honestly, can't you just check the computer?
Yeah, but that would be cheating.
Remember. I honestly am blanking.
Do you really want me to check the computer? Because
now it's killing me. Now I got to know.
Yeah, because I check the computer, you know, then we'll know.
It's an itch I have to scratch.
Okay, let's see what we did last week.
Have you had the most busy week of your life that you can't remember?
Oh, my God, I didn't even title it, so I have no idea. Oh, we told non-pledger jokes. That's what it was.
Oh,
it's another lame topic.
Yeah. That sucked.
Yeah, it did suck. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I love the show.
Thanks.
We did a lot of bad shows this year.
Less than usual.
Well, we were handicapped. I mean, we have this Skype thing.
Andy, this is our last contestant. What's your name?
Patrick.
Patrick? Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm actually single, and it's a really hard topic for me to talk about. Why would you even bring that up?
Because you know, a couple of my friends, some women, they checked you out online, and they decided not to call you.
Oh my God, I'm so ugly.
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
I'm so ugly.
What he means is
I love that guy.
He means I got the Moderna vaccine.
I'm so ugly.
Okay, now we need Jim the Poet to declare the winner.
Oh, come on. That's our guy.
No, that was the worst. He was the worst, I thought.
Oh, I'm so ugly and so from the heart. It's so heartfelt.
Hi, is this Jim the Poet?
This is Jim the Poet.
Hi, Jim. Who wins? Contestant 1, 2, or 3?
I don't know. You know, the number 3 came in pretty strong.
I agree.
I was going with Zane before, but I think Patrick wins it at the end.
Okay, Patrick's the winner.
Congratulations, Patrick.
Thank you, Jim the Poet.
Yeah, great show, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, he pulled it out at the last minute with I'm so ugly.
Patrick, email me, ken@wfmu.org, and we'll arrange for Andy to pay your $75 pledge next week.
You're okay with having ugly subscribers?
Sure.
Ugly you are?
Yeah.
Oh, then you're changing your policy?
No, we've always been open to anybody.
Okay, you said no more uglies.
No, just no more Moderna people. That's all.
All right. Hey, good luck with the marathon, buddy.
Thanks. We'll see you next week for the soaking.
I don't know if I can be on the air next week, but I'll be listening.
Okay. I'll have that blank check any day now.
Oh, shoot. Why did I do that? God.
All right. We'll see you next week.
God, I'm in a hole. Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Kenny.
Bye-bye. Yeah, don't forget, next week is the WFMU Fundraising Marathon. It starts this Saturday, actually, at 3 o'clock with Toddophonic Todd and Susie Hot Rod. 7-second delays on next Wednesday night, and the annual soaking of the Breckman happens at approximately 6:15 p.m. and usually lasts around 4 minutes. And any pledge made during that four-minute period, Andy Breckman will match. And Lord knows he deserves it, and Lord knows he can afford it. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And thank you to Jeremiah, as always, for all the help and the newsletter. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Anymore. I can't do my homework anymore.